This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation here, and it is time now for the 6 o'clock sound off. Give us a ring, 877-881-1053, where you get the chance to compete against your fellow Tolos for having the best take of the day. There are three rules. Number one.
Bull, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Yeah, that's right. You got to sound off like you got a pair. Now, you don't have to have a pair, technically. Just sound off like it.
Just sound off.
You know, charged with testosterone. Yeah. Number two, you got 30 seconds. And number three, the third rule. Well, the callers, you should know it by now. And if you don't, you just might hear the dial tone at 877-881-1053. Our Brew Crew Tour continues Saturday. Pick up your glass along with L.A. and Eric Chiafalo, Zach Wolchuk. They are going to be at Hop Fusion Ale Works just south of Fort Worth Saturday from 1 to 4 as the lines are heating up. And at 877-881-1053, there are a few lines open. So get in here while you can. We'll take as many calls as possible. And then vote at the end of it to crown today's 6 o'clock sound-off champion. Anything new on the Mavs or the NBA, Brian, before we get into this?
No, it's just been kind of like watching the crawls and the scrolls and all that on the bottom of NBA TV. So kind of the same news that we've been reporting throughout. So we'll see if anything happens while we're doing the sound-off.
I think, my big takeaway is for the second time in 18 years, Mark Cuban has let the second-best player on the team, your point guard, go. And we'll see if they can recover as well as they did last time. They let Steve Nash go. Now they've let Jalen Brunson go. 4 years and $110 million. He is with the New York Knicks. We're hearing they have interest in JaVale McGee and Goran Dragic. But nothing beyond that right now. Let's do this. Holy cow. No lines open now. It's all busy. And we start with line one. Mike, you're in the sound off. Go ahead.
Hey. I'm tired of people talking about and posting pictures about Zeke being slim. Derrick Henry comes in every year, thicker than 30-year-old peanut butter, rolls down the highway 21 miles per hour, and it don't even matter how thick he is. So why is everybody posting pictures of Zeke being slim? He's cut out of there. He's done.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Yeah, you hear he's in the best shape of his life
every year?
Thicker than 30-year-old peanut butter. That's what. Thicker than cold oatmeal.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I appreciate that, Mike. And I agree with you. You know, it's really unfortunate. I've been saying for years, running backs need their own union, Brian.
They do.
They need to be free agents after 1 or 2 years.
They do.
You can't make these guys wait 5 years. They're washed up by then.
Yeah.
Line two is Cool. You're in the G-Bag Nation, the 6 o'clock sound off. Cool. Good evening.
What's up with it, fellas? Hey, I gotta make it real.
Oh, he's gone.
Bye.
It happened.
What's up?
If Eric Chiafalo was here, he'd set the over-under at 2.5 on those, by the way.
I kind of feel like you drew him off sides, though.
I did with the good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, that was unfair of me. But you can call back if you'd like, Cool. Okay, even if you get hung up on it, you can jump back in here. But that's a pretty good hint of what that third rule in the 6 o'clock sound-off is. Here's Kenneth. Kenneth, you're in the Nation, the 6 o'clock sound-off. What's good?
The Mavericks go and fire their GM, and now all of a sudden they're in the Western Conference Finals. It's time to do the same thing, Dallas Stars. Fire Jim Neal. Let's bring a whole new regime in here. Go Stars!
Okay, I like it. That's a strong take.
That's a very strong take. I like that.
I think our Stars fan community has sounded off every time we've done this segment.
They have. And I'll tell you what, I really do appreciate them being coming in like the way they do.
You know, I think there's something to the fact that you can get stale on a job, or the dynamics can get stale, and the boss stops listening to you, or you stop coming up with good ideas. And I think that happened with Donnie Nelson and Mark Cuban. I think it happened with John Daniels and the Texas Rangers. They needed to bring Chris Young in. And now it might be time for the Stars and for the Dallas Cowboys to follow suit. You've seen how quickly the turnaround has been for the Rangers. They're now a credible up-and-comer, and you've seen how quick the turnaround's been for the Mavericks. Although I think they screwed up big time today. I think Mark Cuban grabbed the wheel a little bit too much, and they're going to be regretting this one for a while. Line four is Joel. You're in the sound-off. Have at it.
Here's the deal, fellas. It's a typical Maverick free agency. We're all disappointed, except this time I'm not as disappointed with the team as I am in the player. I think it's kind of crappy for JB to do what he did, not even give him a meeting. He felt disrespected. Okay, go have fun in New York. Go rot up there with those East Coast fans and all of the East Coast media and everything. They're not going to be near as nice as we have been in Dallas. Good riddance, bud.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. It's going to be tough up there in New York, and he's going to need every bit of that thick skin and that standoffish attitude that he has with the media to get through that, because once they start talking about how this superstar came in to take us to the next level and they're still a lottery team,
yeah,
those Knicks fans are not going to be happy, and yeah, they're not going to care that his dad's an assistant with the team and his godfather's the GM or whatever. They're just not going to care about any of that. I don't know how I look at him calling off the meeting with the Mavericks. If he knew they weren't going to offer more, it's kind of a technicality. The Mavs have had the last 2 months to talk to this guy. They've had the last 4 years to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
I think the Mavs might have underestimated how, you know, players can get sensitive about things. And I think as players, y'all should do a much better job of understanding that every sports team has an obligation to themselves to try to make their roster better at every turn. And just because one of the 30 teams is willing to give you what you want, it doesn't mean the other 29 teams are jerks. It just means, you know, different circumstances are there. But, you know, good for Brunson. He went where he wanted to go. Line five is Baker. You're in the 6 o'clock sound off, Baker. Let us have it.
So I'm pretty sure Jerry Jones has had a stroke and nobody's caught it with the ramblings that he's going on with his press conferences and letting people go and not spending any cap money. We're all talking about the defense is great, but he spent nothing on wide receivers. He's expecting CeeDee to be the number one when he wasn't even a good number two last year. And you're going to wait for week seven or Gallup to come back? No. We need to spend money and we need to get Jones out of there.
Thanks for the call, Baker. It opens the line at 877-881-1053. I'm seeing no signs of a stroke.
No.
I know he had the shoulder problem, which explains why the right arm mobility does not have,
sure,
you know, the greatest stuff, but I think it's just an older guy. He's still witty.
His suits are way too big.
Yeah.
I don't like how big his suits are. That really bothers me. He can afford any tailor in this town, and his suits are like a 1990s NBA draft fix.
Yeah, Michael Jordan suits.
I think he should slide into the old man sweatsuit look right about now if he wants to be
Davis.
More comfortable. Yes.
Al Davis, like back
I know
in the
he
day.
Looked up to Al Davis.
He did.
You know, why not embrace that a little bit more? Here's Sam on line six. You're in the sound off. Sam, what you got?
I'm tired of being in a huge market and settling for scrap heap free agents. I'm looking at you, Mark Cuban. I'm looking at you, Jerry Jones. Make a splash. You're billionaires. Go spend your money. Let's have fun. Get in the luxury tax. Who cares? Your teams have gone up exponentially since the time you bought them. Go spend some money. Make us happy. Let's win.
Yeah. All right, Sam, I appreciate your call and your passion for wanting to see this team win. I think with the Cowboys, you know, they have really, I think, grossly underestimated how much money you have to spend to be a real contender in today's game. You know, and I think that's their biggest problem right now. I hope they're just setting up to give Sean Payton the keys to the salary cap and they're going to go on a massive spending spree over the next couple of years. But I don't know. And I think with the Mavs, Shark Tank Mark mentality invaded this basketball team at the worst possible time. And he wanted to win the negotiation. And if you want more, then I'm not paying. That's not what pro sports is all about. You got to overpay to win. Look what the Golden State Warriors are doing. And if you don't want to participate like that, just sell the team. I agree with the premise of what Sam was saying. Here's Brian on line seven. Brian, you're in the 6 o'clock sound off. What you thinking?
Yeah.
I'm losing you, Brian.
Brian, what do you got?
Bye.
I heard him say hi. He's like, yo.
He tried.
And then it sounded like road noise or something.
Yeah. Choked.
Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah. You need to go sound off with a service provider about his phone connection.
Yeah. Sound off for sure.
Is this G on line 8?
Yeah.
Good evening, G.
Hey, that's G. Hey, man, we got Brunson on the back burner for 4 years, you know. What I want to know is, what is Mark Cuban going to do to fill those shoes, man? Kyrie to Dallas? What are you guys thinking?
I'd be okay with that. I think because he only has 1 year left on his contract, I'd love Kyrie Irving. Because you could move contracts that are bad to get him, and then either Kyrie's amazing for you and you win the championship, or you free up a bunch of cap space for offseason 2023. It's the same reason I would trade for Russell Westbrook. Oh, you're willing to take Bertans and Tim Hardaway Jr.? Sure, let's do that trade. I might just buy the guy out and deal with not having as many good players, but thinking of the massive amount of cap space that I'm going to have in the upcoming summer. That's a G. We've had Brunson on the back burner for 4 years. Appreciate the call. It's time now to go to line 9. Ron is in the 6 o'clock sound off. Ron, what are you thinking?
First off, I'm a longtime Cowboys fan, Rodgers, but I'm done with them because they're too dysfunctional. The Joneses are ignorant to me. Second of all, Dawson, chill out. Give him time. Give them average time. Jalen Brunson, it's good that he's gone. Let him go. It's a blessing in disguise. He's too short. He don't play defense. And we're going to end up getting somebody else. Trust the new administration. Good night, fellas.
Appreciate that. The problem is you don't have the bird rights on anybody else.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson was the one player you could go over the cap this much to retain. You don't get to take that $27 million and go pay for other players. So now the only way of getting a player as good as Jalen Brunson is through a trade. Guess who's willing to trade you really good players? Teams that have distressed assets. Guys that have nuked their value by just not showing up for work over the last 3 years. Kyrie Irving or Russell Westbrook. Those are your options now. Now that you let Jalen Brunson, a winner, a hard worker, a pro, go for $27 million, now you can try to trade for Russell Westbrook or Kyrie Irving. So I get it. Maybe I do need to chill out some days, and I appreciate that sentiment, Ron. But the Mavs painted themselves in a corner, and they don't have a counterpunch to throw. Now they're talking about Goran Dragic and JaVale McGee. So have fun with that. Line 1, we go back to the top side. Here's Walt checking into the 6 o'clock sound off. Walt, have at it.
Hey, bleep Jalen Brunson. He can go to New York and disappear like another guy from the Metroplex did when he went to Buffalo and disappeared. Cole Bleep and Beasley, they could take their little man syndrome to New York and shove it.
Walt, I love the call. I love the sports passion. That was strong. He can go to New York just like another DFW guy did and bleep himself. Cole Beasley reference here. Mm. I like that.
That was a good one.
That was. That was strong. See, he sounded off like he had a pair.
Yeah,
didn't
there you
he?
Go. Absolutely.
That was, I could definitely tell he had a pair.
Yeah. Cole Beasley sent him a whole bag of that pair, too. You can eat this, buddy.
Eat a bag, right?
Eat a bag of these.
Here's Trevor on line 2. The sound off. It's all yours, buddy. Have at it.
Hey, I'm just tired of the entire DF market, the DFW market. They make bad signs, right, or lack thereof, and then that creates the lack of trading as a result of it. And I'm tired of them making bad moves in the beginning that hurt their trading at the end, and it just keeps happening in every market. Thanks, guys.
No, I appreciate that, Trevor. I think that's a really good point. You know, we're hanging on to guys, and then later on you're like, well, we really need some money to keep this guy, but we don't have it anymore. Well, maybe if you hadn't signed, you know, Jalen Smith, Ezekiel Elliott, Tim Hardaway Jr., Kristaps Porzingis ended up being a bad signing, you'd actually have money left for the real good players on your team or to go out and sign other good players. Let's keep this going. This is kind of fun. Here is line 3, Raw. Hey, Raw, you're in the sound off. Give it to us. Rah.
Yeah.
Rah. Okay, how about line 4?
Let's go.
Nick, you're in the sound off. What's on your mind?
General.
Yeah.
Broadus, salute.
I'm sorry.
Oh, an informal greeting of any kind. That's the third rule. He's out of there. The over-under set at 2.5. We might hit the over for the first time as we go to line 5. It is Sean. Sean,
Bye. You're
in the G-Bag Nation. Sound off like you got a pair, sir.
Hey, I'm here. I got a quick question. Was Cuban going to make money if the Mavs didn't go to the playoffs? Hell yes. And they got 25% more games How much money did he make off the playoffs? They played 20 playoff games, and this chump ain't paying for players. Get some freaking talent in here and let go of the checkbook.
Yeah. I hear you. Even if you don't like Jalen Brunson, Nick, that's a good call. That's going to wrap up.
Jimmy, this ain't Christopher for a second.
That was a strong take. Professional broadcaster, it sounded like. Yeah, and I think even if you don't feel like Brunson was all that or you don't like him long term, hang on to him and trade him next year. $27, $28 million for a good player. That's about what you pay in today's NBA. The luxury tax threshold coming in at $150, the salary cap right around $130 million. So 30 of it, that's fine. You can afford three or four more of those kind of guys. It is time to vote. Is it Mike who's tired of people talking about Zeke being slim? That was funny. Is it cool who got hung up on? Is it Kenneth? The Mavs go and fire their GM. The Stars need to, too. Joel said JB is crappy to do what he did. Baker, Jerry Jones has had a stroke is what he said. I wasn't quite sure how to feel about that call as it was going on.
I dumped it.
Sam, tired of being in it. Thank you, Lucius.
I knew.
It was a good call.
I knew, bro.
No, I knew it. I knew it was dumped. I absolutely knew that was dumped.
Sam is tired of being in a huge market and settling for scrap heap free agents.
Yeah.
Hey, what, you don't like JaVale McGee and Goran Dragic? Brian sounded like it was the road noise. G, Brunson on the back burner for 4 years. Ron is done with the Cowboys because they're too dysfunctional. Told me to chill out and give the Mavs time.
Relax, yeah.
Walt said, bleep Jalen Brunson. He can go into New York just like Cole Beasley did and fail. I think Cole had a pretty good run in Buffalo.
He did.
But I appreciate the passion.
Shout out to Griselda.
And then, Trevor is tired of the DFW market making bad signings, and that creates the lack of resources to trade or keep other guys or sign other guys. And I liked that. I did. I don't know who to vote for, Lucius. Do you know who you want?
It's between Walt with the short guys, because I like that flamboyantness right there, and Mike, thicker than a 30-year-old peanut butter.
Yep. That was a good call, too.
I think I'm around Mike.
Okay, there's a vote for Mike. Brian, how about you?
I'm going to go with Walt and the little man thing.
That's
Mike likes thick guys, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's caving for thick guys out here.
Okay.
Sam was good, too. The scrap heap was a good one, too. But I'm going to go with Walt.
There were some really good ones. Yeah, I'll go with Mike. Tired of people talking about Zeke being slim. It happens every year. He's in the best shape of his life. It happened again, man. Zeke's in the best shape of his life. Now, if he could just go back and have 20-year-old legs, then we'd really be having something. But that running back will really take it out of you in a hurry. Dude, all those hits, all that running. Next thing you know, you're moving around like you're 36 years old instead of 26. The C-note, where the biggest names will end up in free agency. Cowboys news of the evening coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. NBA free agency day one. There has been a ton of stuff that has come down since the start of it at 5 o'clock, but nothing else really on the Mavericks yet. Dragic is expected. JaVale McGee is expected to be heavily pursued by these Dallas Mavericks. And you do have Kevin Durant requesting a trade away from the Nets. So perhaps there is very significant type of trade news that could start developing, but as of now, we have nothing. Jalen Brunson goes to New York for 4 years and $110 million. We already knew that. Bradley Beal is going back to the Wizards, 5 years, $251. Anthony Simons re-signed with the Trailblazers, 4 years and $100 million for him. Those are some of your top headlines going on. Nothing new, right, Mr. Source Man over there?
No, there seems to be that some of the Dallas media is starting to talk about tampering problems and stuff like that. So Brad Townsend was he said he talked to a source with the Mavs and asked a question about how is this not tampering, and the source told him it's 100% tampering. I don't know how you say it's tampering when it's a family member, you know. I don't know how that works, you know. I mean, you're talking about his father, you know. Is his father not allowed to have any conversations
with the boy's father?
At all? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how the NBA would rule on that one. I get it. If you're saying it's a cousin or an uncle or something like that, I can understand. But if it's his father that's he's talking about it, how can they be tampering? That's a family member.
Yeah, and you could say, you know, I don't know. Maybe it'll be really interesting. I think this is precedent setting. Yeah. Like, because it's a family member, does that help you get around tampering rules? I don't think it should, because then any free agent I wanted to get, I would just hire his brother or sister or something like that, and now we're off and running.
Look what the Knicks did.
Yeah.
They hired him.
I know, but still, it should be their responsibility to make sure they don't tamper once they got the family member.
Well, he's got, and again, you're talking about a situation where dad's involved, uncle is president of the team, not uncle, or godfather's president of the team. Godfather's son is your agent. I mean, how do you? There's too many layers of, you know. Okay, you want to try and knock all those out. Okay, you can't do this. You can't do, and you can't be represented. And you can't, you know,
it's ridiculous.
There's no way. The NBA is going to go. Okay, fine, great. Yeah, tampering, sure.
Yeah, it's such a ridiculous rule, because players and agents are already working behind the scenes. Really, all tampering has done is stopped front offices from having more control. They're doing a control freak move trying to restrict the tampering, but what they're doing is taking executives out of the game and putting it in the hands of players and agents who are just working behind the scenes.
Following Reggie out of Tula, it's funny because Reggie tweeted out that Shams, he must have had all these things lined up, ready to go, all these tweets.
Yeah.
Because it's one after the other. It's just, so,
for 10 minutes,
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's how do you it's tampering everywhere.
Sure.
How do you have deals done in the first, you know, I mean, they talk about these deals. It's the same way with free agency in the NFL. Mm-hmm. When free agency hits, we see like 6-7 deals that were already done.
I could see the Mavs being frustrated, though, because they've been fined for tampering in the past for just mentioning something.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, so you can't publicly mention something in a story or on television, but you can hire family members and have deals done. I think they should clean up that rule in one way or another.
See, to me, this is where all of a sudden, if you're the league, you get ahead of it.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, Knicks, you have, and maybe they have, maybe Brunson's dad had no communication at all. But this is where the league gets ahead and says, okay, if he signs here, we're going to investigate this.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw the league come out and say anything that they were going to investigate this.
Well, maybe they should, you know, and I'd be pushing for it if I was behind the scenes there, because I feel like they were going to do everything in their power, and maybe they did skirt around some rules, and by the letter of that law, they should be punished. I mean, I think tampering is something where you can't always prove it, but when it's obvious, you should punish it. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. You think there will be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again. And those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them. So get the representation that won't settle for less. Franklin Frankel, truckwreck.com. Okay. We do have some Cowboys content here for you. I wanted to ask you, though, what do you think the reaction's going to be like at the AAC when Jalen Brunson comes in with the Knicks next year to take on these Dallas Mavericks? Do you boo him? Would you boo him? No. Would you give him a round of applause?
No, you got to appreciate what he did for your team. That was a second-round pick that came here and played hard, laid it on the court every time he played. How do you boo a guy like that? He's going to take advantage. He wanted to be paid. He wants the ball. He wants the notoriety and all that stuff. I mean, he played second fiddle to Luka. He did his job. How do you boo a guy that did his job? You know,
because he left you. You know, and in sports, there's things called irrational hate. You know,
sports hate. There's no question about that. But I don't know how you boo a guy that helped you get to the Western Conference Finals. I don't know how you do that.
I think it's just because you picked a team other than mine, you know?
Yeah, I'd be mad at him, I guess.
You know, he got mad because the Mavs were trying to make their team better. He built up all sort of this internal resentment that he and his dad talked about but didn't talk, you know, and it's just like when you leave my team, it's kind of like when you leave the radio station. It's like, okay, we had a good run, but now it's like, you know, you said, I don't want to work here anymore. You took your shot. I'm just firing back at you.
Yeah, I just kind of let that go. You know, yeah. I don't know. With me, you know, we've got bigger and better things to do than to be all bitter about stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, that's what you do. If somebody chooses to leave you, you wish them the best and you move on.
There you go. 469. You cheer him and then you grin when he's getting cooked. 817, he's a true pro, and he acted like one the time he was here. He was really a consummate pro. 817, boom. 972, they're going to be calling Brunson daddy's boy. I don't know if Mavs fans really have the tenacity or nastiness to go, you know, getting into family or boy type of talk. I think that might be too tough. The Mavs should have just signed Brunson last year. Stop bitching about tampering now. I think that's a fair point. You know, they should have known how good that he was. But Chuck Cooperstein had a really good point when he joined us 2 hours ago, that if they had signed him before the trade deadline, then he would not have been tradable at said deadline. And they were trying to use him to facilitate some sort of a bigger move.
Exactly.
And that ticked off Jalen Brunson. That's what it was. It's like, oh, no, now that you can't use me to trade for something, now you want me? And here come the Knicks really rolling out the red carpet and treating him like an actual superstar. That I think that's what it was, and that's where it kind of became personal. And, you know, I don't think players are in the right when they do that. I mean, I get that a lot of the guys, you know, that's where they get the chip on their shoulder. That's where they get the edge from perceiving that everybody's out to get me. But you have to respect that they're trying to do what's in the best interest of their organization as well and trying to win a championship. And they were one of the few teams across the entire league that did believe in you, you know? It's like you could look at them like, well, I didn't get picked into the second round. What do I owe you guys? They actually did pick you. They believed in you. And from the time they drafted you, like the entire organization was like, we got to steal here. They believed in you and gave you a huge opportunity to play along Luka Doncic and have your entire career flourish to the point that it is. I don't know. I definitely would have been canceling a meeting. I definitely would not have been doing that. Okay. Cowboys news of the evening. Bleacher Report here has a story at predicting where the biggest free agents will end up with 4 weeks to go until camp. They pick Anthony Barr, former Viking, to the Cowboys, eight-year vet. Why hasn't this guy signed yet? He has missed 20 games the last couple of years with a variety of injuries.
There's talk that he probably wanted too much money.
Okay.
That he was in that. You know, there was a run there where guys were getting one-year deals and stuff like $11 million, $12 million. I think he's one of those guys that probably wants more money and is just going to wait. And he knows that somebody will come along and it'll get to the point in time where his price point will come down to where somebody can make a deal with him.
Well, you know, he if you're injured a bunch, they want you on a part-time role. Sure. He's probably still thinking he wants starter money.
Yeah, exactly.
He's only been in the NFL 8 years, so I think if healthy, he does have something to give. But there's no reason to believe the Cowboys will come off their plan of Micah, Leighton, Van Der Esch, and then giving young guys opportunities. You know, you give enough young guys an opportunity, and one's going to show up and have a big season for you and end up, you know, giving you an opportunity that maybe you wouldn't have seen if you went out and signed a guy like Anthony Barr. They've been going about it that way for a long, long time. Which second-year player will make the leap? DallasCowboys.com tackled that question. Mm-hmm. I think the easiest choice is probably Osa or Jabril Cox, but we got to hope that it's Kelvin Joseph behind him. He's the guy with the most talent, real first-round talent there. And if the off-the-field stuff gets behind him and he can focus on football, that's the guy that could really change your defensive outlook the most.
Absolutely.
Realistically.
Yep.
I mean, Osa could turn into a beast pass-rushing defensive tackle, but I think that's a big leap from what we saw last year. Rob Phillips has a story up about a fun undrafted free agent to watch going into camp with the headline, "Can the Big Cat crack the final roster?" We got Big Cat 2.0, Brian.
Whoa.
Yeah, just like assistant coach Leon Lett, we're talking about rookie defensive end Markavius Bryant, second team All-SEC in 2020. Then he transferred to get a fifth year of eligibility, and he made first team All-AAC with Central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Posted 6 sacks and 14 tackles for loss in 2021. I love the undrafted free agent story in Oxnard. I always like knowing who the guys are with the best chance of making it.
They are, and it's funny that it's always a nice game to play that a guy might have two or three really good practices, and we'll talk him up.
Yeah.
And then he plays in the preseason games. You're like, oh, my God, he looked awful.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So no,
and then he flies home to have a chat with his dad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then so, yeah, but that's the great thing about it. They've done a great job on those undrafted free agents because usually those guys come off their draft board. So it's like, yeah, they might have been undrafted, but maybe they had grades, much like with Tony Romo, fifth-round grade on the Cowboy board, was undrafted free agent, has a very nice career.
Well, it'll be a very nice time at the Brew Crew Tour. It continues Saturday. You can pick up your Brew Crew pint glass for free, along with Lucius, Chiafalo, and Woolchuck. They're going to be with the Fort Worth Tolos Saturday, Hop Fusion Ale Works, just south of Fort Worth, and they hope to see you there. It'll be a grand time indeed. All right, when we come back, it's time to crosstalk with the Get Right. I believe it is Reggie and CA.
You got it.
CA's in for KG, and we're back with that right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alrighty, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation, and we have a signing for the Mavericks. We've been talking about this quite a bit this afternoon. JaVale McGee has signed, the veteran center with DFW roots. Chris Haynes reporting 3 years, $20.1 million. It's a player option on the third year, so that essentially is your mid-level exception. His points per minute production was really good last year with the Suns. 9.6.7 rebounds in 16 minutes of action. So I think he becomes your third big man with Dwight Powell as your fourth big man. Pretty good signing. As the Get Right joins us now, it's CA in for KG along with Reggie Atatula. And a good evening, gentlemen. How the hell are you?
Good evening. And KG is spending the evening with his daughter. It's her birthday. I think she's 4 years old.
Five, actually.
Five. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Victoria.
That's fantastic. Happy birthday to young Victoria.
Hey, what's his name?
JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee. Yeah, doesn't he have like the most Shaq and a Fool awards?
Yes, he does.
And what's funny?
We're gonna get so much TV time here in Dallas now.
And what's hilarious, or like, I guess it's not hilarious, but it is funny about it. He did have a lot of Shaq. In fact, Shaq and the Fool became so popular in large part because of JaVale McGee, and it actually wears on him a lot because he feels like it makes him look like stupid or dumb, and he is not that. Like,
didn't he dunk on the wrong goal though?
He did that. He ran the wrong.
I know he ran the wrong way.
I know he ran the wrong way.
And then slapped the glass on the wrong goal.
Now, mind you, most of those Shaq and the Fool highlights was before he went to Golden State. Now, he's won 3 championship rings now.
Yes. And those guys in Golden State will talk about how sharp he is.
Even Shaq will say that. It was just fun antics. But at the same time, he actually, first time I met him, he was a little boy. Because his mom and her twin sister, Pam and Paula McGee, they played basketball with Nancy Lieberman in the Women's Basketball Association, the WBA, back in the early 80s. And so all these years, so he's back in town. He actually played for the Mavericks in 2015, 2016 for a year. And Rick Carlisle really didn't know how to use him. But as you see what the Phoenix Suns did with him recently, if you see what he did with the Lakers in the bubble, if you saw what Golden State did with him for a couple of years, he is a guy that can get you some rebounds and block some shots. And he's very athletic. He can jump real high. Again, he's not going to be your starting center, but guess what? He can play some defense too.
Good rim protector.
Okay, so there is a Shaq to the Fool best of JaVale McGee edition on YouTube. Yeah, it's about 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it seems like a lot of them are that he just loses his concentration a little bit.
Exactly.
So I think it's easy. You know, he's a smart guy and all that. But, yeah, like swatting shots that are obviously going to be goaltends.
Right.
You know, running back on defense when your team is still in possession. Several things like that. But, I mean, you just look at the production in 16 minutes to have 9 points and 7 rebounds and
how much
of an issue like rim protection and rebounding was for this basketball team. I think it helps him pretty good.
So what's wild about him and why this thing happened, sometimes you can kind of see these things happen. He showed up in Dallas when the Mavericks were playing the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Mavericks just got through eliminating them. And I'm like, what the hell? JaVale, what are you doing here? He's at the game on the court side. Just hanging out. Yeah. And literally 2 series before the Utah series, here comes Leon Rose. Here comes World Wide West, William Wesley. Here comes Julius Randle. Even Dennis Smith Jr. were there for the Utah Jazz versus the Dallas Mavericks game too. And I'm like, why are all these Knicks people, including former New York Knicks Dennis Smith Jr. who's traded for Phoenix, why are they all here? Oh, they're looking at Jalen Brunson and looking at Donovan Mitchell. And I went, huh. Mm. And by the way, this is before they hired Rick Brunson to be the assistant coach. But I'm like, look at this. All the Knicks are here.
Yeah, and today they got their prize, 4 years and $110 million for Jalen Brunson. That's the bigger story.
I don't even know if that number's solid. We keep hearing all sorts of different reporting. That's one of the interesting things about this time of year is that you hear all sorts of different things. Like, I was just seeing that Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN was tweeting that now Jalen Brunson, armed with a 5-year, $106 million contract offer from the Mavs, was going back to the Knicks to talk about his deal. Because I think Chris Haynes, as we were talking about him earlier, reported that it was 4 for $104 from the Knicks. So we've gotten all sorts of different things. I saw the same thing as you did right about when the deadline hit or when the new league year opened, that it was 4 for $110, and I've seen 3 different numbers since. So I'm also hoping to clear this up as we go through the night.
Reg, do you think this is a mistake to let him go at this number, considering what the max players are getting now? These salaries are so huge, and I think we think of 25 to 30 as huge, but it's like half of what Jokic is getting. It's half of what the epic superstars are getting, and I think that's fair. That's what pretty good players, I think, are going to start getting in the NBA in these upcoming summers.
Yeah, that's one thing about this that I know KG has talked a lot about and been very open and loud about, is that this contract is, particularly if you keep it in the right range, if you like, because 20 to 30 is a big range, but if you keep it on the lower end of that, you'll find out in a couple of years that feels a lot more normal than anything else. Like, I constantly, for maybe a year or two, I've looked at Jalen Brunson as comparable to Fred VanVleet, and if he can give you similar production, where it looked like he could in the postseason, that 21, 22, 23 range would be right. And Now you're looking at him in like that 25, 26 range, and maybe a little bit much, but I don't know if that entirely devalues him as an asset going forward, which is what you'd be trying to stave off.
Yeah, the bottom line is all the salary cap just went up today. I think it's $123 million. It just went up today.
So about $11 million.
It keeps going up more and more and more, just like the NBA, the NFL signed that a $110 billion 11-year deal. The NBA in 2025 is about to sign a $75 billion TV streaming rights deal. And all of these owners know this. Cuban knows this. So the value of his contract is one thing, but what we don't know, and this is why you always got to realize, okay, there's more moving parts that we don't know. Remember when they didn't extend him before the trade deadline? Nobody knew they were trading Porzingis to Washington. Nobody knew that there were other teams kicking the tire that they might have needed his expiring contract and or Dorian Finney-Smith's expiring contract. So the Mavericks kept that wide open until after the trade deadline passed. We did not know those things at this time. We don't know who Nico is talking to right now. Yeah. You don't know who. Wait a minute. Van Vliet money is good, but up a little bit more. Wait a minute. He's not the perfect co-star to Luka. He is for this past season or two, but guess what the weakness is? Luka's not a great defender, is he? He will never be an all-defensive guy. He can make some defensive plays. Your best number two guard is somebody who can dribble the ball, make some threes, but play great defense. Yeah. The perfect one is Marcus Smart, but he ain't coming here. Yeah. So if you were to say, okay, what's the liability on Jalen Brunson? Yeah, he gets the most out of his body. He's only 6'1" or 6'2". And he doesn't get all the charges because you – why those a charge? And he's got a high basketball IQ. So eventually, if you're JB, you're thinking, well, I'm replaceable because of Luka's liability. Luka's not Kobe. Luka's not
Jordan, LeBron, he's not a defensive guy.
Gonna make all defensive teams.
No, I hear you.
So
those
you
are good points.
You gotta have somebody that can do that, and that's why GB had to go.
Well, gentlemen, the get right
price
coming up 7 to 11 for Lucius Alexander. Thank you so much, Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Here comes Reggie and CA. 7 to 11 till tomorrow at 2. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation at East.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.